Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Alibaba Group. If you're a long-term investor looking to dive deep into one of the biggest players in the global e-commerce and tech space, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down Alibaba's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to help you get a clearer picture of where this giant stands and what might lie ahead. Let's get started with a quick snapshot of what's been happening with Alibaba recently, before we dive into the meat of our analysis. Alibaba Group, as most of you already know, is a powerhouse in e-commerce, cloud computing, and digital payments, primarily based out of China, but with a massive global footprint. Lately, they've been making headlines, and not all of it's been rosy. From regulatory scrutiny to competitive pressures, there's a lot to unpack. On the performance front, the stock has had its ups and downs over the past year, with short-term volatility reflecting broader market trends in the tech and consumer sectors. But as long-term investors, we're more interested in the bigger picture. What's driving these movements, and what's the potential for sustainable growth? Let's take a closer look at some recent financial results from their December quarter 2024 earnings call, which showed an 8% year-over-year revenue increase, a sign they're still growing despite headwinds. Now, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the SWOT analysis to see what's really going on under the hood. Strengths. First off, Alibaba's revenue growth is still solid. That 8% year-over-year increase from their latest earnings call signals they're not just sitting still. For a company of their size, that kind of growth shows resilience, especially in a challenging economic environment in China. They're continuing to dominate in e-commerce while expanding other segments like cloud services. Their diversification is another big plus. Beyond just online retail, Alibaba has strong footholds in cloud computing and digital payments through platforms like Alipay. Looking at their revenue segments, it's clear they're not a one-trick pony, which reduces risk for long-term investors. Cash flow remains a strong point. Their operating cash flow and free cash flow metrics are robust, giving them the flexibility to invest in innovation or return value to shareholders through buybacks, which they've actively been doing as per the recent earnings call. This kind of financial health is exactly what you want to see when you're in it for the long haul. And let's not forget their global reach. While China is their core market, their geographic revenue segments show they're tapping into international markets, which could be a massive growth driver down the line. Weaknesses. Now let's talk about some cracks in the armor. Regulatory pressure in China remains a significant issue. News snippets and earnings call summaries highlight ongoing scrutiny, which has already impacted investor confidence in the past and could continue to weigh on the stock in the short to medium term. As long-term players, we need to keep an eye on how this evolves. Debt levels are another concern. While not crippling, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't exactly low, and if economic conditions tighten or interest rates rise, this could become a bigger burden. It's something to monitor, especially if they keep leaning on debt for expansion. Profit margins have been under pressure. Looking at their net profit margin trends, there's been some compression, likely due to increased competition and higher operating costs. They mentioned in the earnings call a focus on cost optimization, but it's not a quick fix, and this could dent returns if not addressed effectively. Short-term performance volatility is also worth noting. While we're focused on the long game, the stock's weekly and monthly performance swings can be stomach-churning. It's not a deal-breaker, but it reflects broader sector challenges and geopolitical noise that Alibaba can't fully escape. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to what could propel Alibaba forward. Their push into cloud computing and AI is huge. The earnings call emphasized investments in these areas, and with global demand for cloud services skyrocketing, Alibaba Cloud could become a major growth engine. If they play their cards right, this could rival their e-commerce dominance in the next decade. Emerging markets offer untapped potential. Their international revenue segments are growing, and as economies in Southeast Asia, Africa, and Latin America digitize, Alibaba is well positioned to capture market share. This is a long-term play that could pay off big for patient investors. Share buybacks are another positive signal. management's commitment to returning value to shareholders, as mentioned in the latest earnings call, shows confidence in their future. For us long-term investors, this can help support the stock price during turbulent times. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to historical levels and industry averages. This suggests there might be some upside if they execute on their growth plans. It's not dirt cheap, but it's not overvalued either, which is a sweet spot for building a position over time. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real risks to keep on your radar. Competition is fierce, both domestically and globally. Rivals in China and international giants like Amazon are not letting up, and any misstep in innovation or pricing could cost Alibaba market share. The earnings call hinted at competitive pressures, and this isn't going away anytime soon. Geopolitical tensions are a constant overhang. With U.S.-China relations still rocky, there's always the risk of delisting fears or other restrictions impacting investor sentiment. Even if fundamentals are strong, perception can drag the stock down in the short term. Economic slowdowns, especially in China, could hit consumer spending hard. Alibaba's core e-commerce business relies on robust consumer demand, and any prolonged weakness could stall revenue growth. Industry performance metrics show some softening in the sector, which is a red flag. Lastly, regulatory uncertainty isn't just a China problem. As they expand globally, they'll face new compliance challenges in different markets. This could increase costs or limit growth if they're not nimble enough to adapt. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Alibaba Group is a fascinating mix of incredible potential and notable risks. For long-term investors, their diversified business model, ongoing growth in revenue, and strategic bets on cloud and AI are compelling reasons to stay interested. However, the regulatory headwinds, competitive landscape, and economic uncertainties mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. My take? Keep Alibaba on your watch list, monitor how they navigate these challenges, and look for entry points when sentiment overshoots to the downside, because that's often where the best opportunities lie. Their reasonable forward PE and commitment to shareholder returns add to the case for patience here. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Alibaba in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.